Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Italian show. Io sono Mark.
E io sono Maurizio.
Come stai, Maurizio?
Molto bene. E tu, Mark?
Benissimo oggi, grazie.
Ottimo.
In these weekly episodes, we're helping you build your Italian skills one coffee break at a time.
If you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe to our channel. And if you're listening to us on any streaming platform, please subscribe to the podcast feed.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Exactly. So what's the topic of today's episode, Mark?
Okay, so today's episode, we are focusing on the verb avere, to
okay.
have,
mm-hmm.
but we're looking at avere expressions.
Okay. Okay, interesting.
Siamo pronti?
Io sono pronto, tu?
Prontissimo.
Cominciamo.
So Maurizio, I said we're looking at avere expressions. These are these expressions where we use avere in Italian, but very often we don't use to have. In English.
Yes. So in Italian, we have a set of expressions that in English you would rather use to be, mm-hmm. to basically say the same thing.
Yeah.
But in Italian, as you were saying, we use the verb to have, avere.
To begin with, I think we should just do a quick review of how to conjugate avere in the present tense.
Yes.
So quickly, it would be ho, hai, ha, abbiamo, avete, hanno.
Molto bene.
Beautifully coordinated there. If you're not watching the video version, you're missing out on these wonderful hand signals. So that's avere in the present tense. But you said we use it to translate to be sometimes.
Yes. So for example, one of the first things that you learn in a language is to express your age.
Mm-hmm.
In English, you say, I am 43. Uh-huh. But in Italian, that's not my age. But in Italian...
I wish it was my age.
In Italian, we would use... avere. So you would say, io ho 43 anni.
Ho 43 anni. We'll leave a little space for you to repeat there as well. So ho 43 anni. Benissimo.
Very good. So one of these expressions that use avere is avere number anni.
Anni. And we can use that also in the question, how old are you? How
exactly.
many years do you have?
Uh-huh. Quanti anni hai?
quanti anni hai? How many years do you have?
Okay. Correct. Or another expression is, for example, to be hot or to be cold. Mm-hmm. In Italian, we use avere freddo if you're cold, mm-hmm. or avere caldo if you're hot.
So literally, to have cold or to have heat.
Exactly.
Okay, avere freddo, avere caldo. Okay.
Yeah. So for example, Martino ha freddo, mm-hmm. mentre Arianna ha caldo.
So Martino is cold, literally has cold, mm-hmm. mentre Arianna ha caldo, while Arianna is hot or while she is feeling hot.
Exactly, that's correct. Now, another set of expressions that use avere instead of essere, mm-hmm. as you would expect if you translate them literally from English into Italian, is to be hungry and to be thirsty. Mm-hmm. So in this case, in Italian, we're going to say to have thirst uh-huh. and to have hunger.
So to have thirst would be?
Avere sete.
So if I wanted to say I'm thirsty, ho sete.
Giusto, esatto.
And to be hungry?
That's avere fame.
So fame, the word for hunger. Avere fame, ho fame, I am hungry.
Giusto.
Hai fame?
Hai fame? Io ho fame, sempre. Sempre fame.
I'll let you into a secret. Maurizio makes a wonderful focaccia.
Yes.
So if you're ever hungry, just think Maurizio's focaccia.
Won many contests, baking contests here in the office.
So that's avere fame, avere sete.
We can also say avere sonno.
Ah, yes.
So when you're sleepy, yeah. you're saying io ho sonno. So I can ask you, Mark, hai sonno?
Ho quasi sempre sonno. I always feel tired. Okay.
And then...
Sorry, just before we move on there, because
yes.
we've got avere sonno, but you can say sono stanco.
You can say that.
So I would say sono stanco e ho sonno.
Esatto.
So I'm tired and I'm feeling sleepy. I'm sleepy.
Yes. So you can also avere sonno if you eat too much, mm-hmm. you
yeah.
know.
Oh, that's that wonderful word.
Abbiocco. And in that case, we also say avere l'abbiocco.
So that's when you are tired, when you've eaten so much.
Exactly. So hai sonno perché hai mangiato tanto. You're sleepy
esatto.
because you've eaten too much.
Esatto. Okay, anything else to add to this list of avere expressions?
Well, there are many... other ones, for example, we can say avere pazienza, mm-hmm. to be patient, mm-hmm. or avere ragione o torto, mm-hmm. when you're discussing if you're right, avere ragione, mm-hmm. or if you're wrong, avere torto,
yeah.
avere fretta, if you're in a hurry,
mm-hmm.
avere paura, if you're scared of something.
So let's go through these ones again. We've got to be right.
Mm-hmm. Avere ragione.
So for example, Paola ha ragione, Paola's right.
Sì.
Ma Maurizio ha torto.
Exactly. So to be wrong, avere torto.
Mm-hmm. And then you said to be in a hurry.
Yep, that's avere fretta.
Let's have an example.
For example, non ho fretta. Possiamo prendere un caffè e parlare.
Ah, benissimo. Okay, so non ho fretta. I am not in a hurry. I literally don't have hurry.
Yes.
Or haste, I suppose.
Yep.
Possiamo prendere un caffè e parlare.
Yep.
We can... have a coffee and have a chat.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the last one I mentioned was avere paura, mm-hmm. which is always followed by the preposition di, right? Mm-hmm. So in English you say to be scared of. In Italian it's avere paura di. So for example, avevo paura del buio quando ero un bambino.
Okay, so I was scared of the dark. I literally had a fear of the dark mm-hmm. quando ero un bambino, when I was a child.
Correct.
Could I say da bambino there?
You can also say da bambino. Avevo okay. paura del buio da bambino.
Da bambino. Mm-hmm. Okay, so da incorporates that quando ero un bambino.
Exactly.
Da bambino. Mm-hmm. A nice little bonus for you there.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one other expression I'm wondering about, and that is avere bisogno di
All
fare
right.
qualcosa.
Yes. So in that case, we're talking about the verb to need mm-hmm. in English. So in Italian is avere bisogno di.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, we are saying to have need of.
Yeah. So far, all the avere expressions we've looked at kind of can be translated by to be in English. But here, avere bisogno di qualcosa is something that we're not going to say to be in English, we're going to say to need in English. So, ho bisogno di quel libro. I need that book for my studies or something like that.
Or ho bisogno di una mano.
I need a hand. Okay. Uh-huh. And you can use that figuratively in Italian.
Yeah. If you want someone to help you out, then you can say, ho bisogno di una mano.
Di una mano. Yeah. Di una mano. Okay. Anything else that comes to mind?
I'm also thinking of avere voglia di.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, we are saying I am feeling like doing something or I want to do something. You're expressing
your desire, your wish to do something.
Yeah.
So la voglia is the word for desire. It's got one of those gli sounds in there. La voglia.
La voglia.
O voglia di andare in discoteca.
Exactly. I want to go to a nightclub. Or you can also say, ho voglia di un gelato.
Yeah, so there you're using it with a noun rather than a verb. If it's the verb, you would use an infinitive after the di. If it's a noun, just straight in with the noun. So,
esatto.
Ho voglia di un gelato. O sempre voglia di un gelato.
Giusto, anch'io. Sempre voglia di un gelato.
E poi la biocco.
E poi la biocco, certo.
Allora, Maurizio, in questo episodio abbiamo parlato di avere. We've been talking about avere, and these are very expressions where avere, first of all, can be translated as to be, even though it really means to have. Sì. And also these other ones like avere bisogno di, to need, avere voglia di, to want or to desire or to have a notion for something.
Esatto.
Okay. Now, if you would like to see all of the expressions that we've covered in this episode in a written form, then we've got a blog article available for you, and you can find the link for that in the description of this lesson.
And if you'd like more help with your Italian, you can subscribe to our mailing list to receive regular free email lessons. You can just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian.
Perfetto. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, look out for that next mini lesson coming your way in your inbox if you've signed up for our free lessons. Ma è tutto per oggi.
È tutto per oggi, Mark.
Ho voglia di un gelato adesso.
Io ho voglia della mia focaccia.
Ah, ok, va bene. Allora, alla prossima. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao. Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.